We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim, so when the Kohanim go up to the Duchen to bless the Jewish people, they should not wear shoes. Even if they're wearing shoes that are not halachically shoes, meaning the halacha considers leather shoes as shoes, like we see on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, but they can't wear Crocs or slippers either. Let's say he's wearing socks that are made of leather. So we said things made of leather constitute shoes, so you shouldn't really go up with leather socks either. In our days, that it's not considered respectable to walk around barefoot. So even though in Chazal's time people did go barefoot, and Birchos Kohanim was done barefoot, but today that's not considered respectful, he says that Kohanim should lechatchila not do Birchos Kohanim barefoot, Rav Chaim David HaLevi says. The respectful thing is either to take off the shoes before they enter shul, or at least to put them under their chair, so that you don't leave your shoes just lying there in shul. When the kohen goes up to the duchen, it's not respectful to leave shoes just lying around in shul. So you should either put them in a modest place under his seat or something, or take off his shoes when he is outside the shul.